CFRC 101.9 FM in, where are we again? Kingston, Ontario. That's right, Queen's University. Myself, I'm Dave Nerd, and I've got Andy Personnel here. And together, we are United by Punk, Monday nights, 11 p.m. till midnight, every single week. Tune in to CFRC and get your weekly dose of amazing punk tunes. Tune in Monday nights in general for great punk and metal, with Exposing Your Inner Punk, Metal on Metal, and then us, United by Punk, the New Kids on the Block. Not that we play any New Kids on the Block. We would never do that.
Unless they were a punk band.
Yeah, in which case, full steam ahead.
But they're not, so we won't.
That's Andy Personnel on the mic with me, and we've got an awesome show full of short, sweet, and snappy, and punky Canadian stuff. Both of us are bringing Canadian stuff tonight, so that's a bit of a change. And even for myself, I have an exclusively Nova Scotian bent tonight, with like five or six songs, a bunch from Halifax and Sydney, and then Sackville. Well, Sackville's technically New Brunswick, so I gotta call it for what it is. Let's start it off with the Sackville compilation, Rat King. We heard this way back in December. They put out a comp with Yellow Teeth, so we're gonna hear a different Yellow Teeth song tonight. They also have an album called Gets in Car, which I just got a hold of this week. In fact, I did a bunch of research on Bandcamp over the course of the week and got a bunch of obscure stuff that I normally would never get, which includes, yeah, Yellow Teeth, Gets in Car. We're going to hear that, as well as Wastin' Away from the Rat King compilation by the Noise Hounds. And then the rest of this set, I might play the Soup Cans. Well, let me tell you who I've got. The Soup Cans, Stop Motion Massacre, the Defectors from Vancouver. I found out about them through White Lung, which is a great band that we've played before. Ecum Secum is an amazing trans-positive and queer-positive sort of punk core, I don't know, from Halifax. They're great. A friend of mine is in it. Life Chain from Halifax, Concrete Asylum from Halifax, and then Mean Streets, also from Halifax. So that's what I'm going to bring, but we're only going to hear half those songs right now, maybe about four of them. And yeah, once I figure out which ones they are, maybe I'll tell you afterwards. But anyway, enough of the talking. Here we go. This is Wastin' Away by Noise Hounds.
You're listening to United by Punk on 101.9 FM CFRC, Queen's University Radio in Kingston. The Sandy Personnel. I'm going to kind of do a little, take you back to the punk history stuff that we were doing a couple of episodes before. I've got a little more of that anarchy in the UK for you before we're going to come back across to some early Canadian punk. And anyway, it's a pretty ripper set. So we're gonna, the first track we're gonna get into is a band called Dirt, and they're one of the bands that was associated with Crass in the early 80s. This is off their 1980 EP, Object, Refuse, Reject, Abuse, and the track is called Unemployment. Then we're gonna check out Conflict, which is another sort of closely Crass associated band. The song's called Blind Attack, off 1982, The House That Man Built, 7-inch. And then we're going to listen to a couple tracks by Rudimentary Peni, who are probably the one of, they're a fairly long-lived UK anarcho-punk band. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks off the 1983 Death Church album. Rudimentary Peni are pretty brilliant. I definitely recommend the recommended listening if you haven't checked them out before. They've got a huge catalog spanning nearly 30 years, and well, same with Conflict as well, but Rudimentary Peni are a little more weird. Definitely some madness going on there, and actually one of their albums was entirely written while the lead singer was staying in a mental institution. So yeah, check out Rudimentary Peni. We're going to be listening to Radio Schizo and another track called Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles. But right now, we're going to kick things off with a song called Unemployment by a band called Dirt. And yeah, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
still say it's all a con. A look at the past history tells all government is wrong.
CFRC, excuse me, I always gotta clear the throat. My name's David, and it's United by Punk, once again, bringing you some great tunes, thanks to Andy Personnel. My name's Dave Nerd, actually, which is the old band name back when Protatorship was around. But today, now it's a new era, the era of Combat Jacks, which is Andy's band, which was playing a few shows recently, back in 2012. Speaking of shows, speaking of being in bands, I'm in a new band. It's called Fire Moss. It's not punk, but it's a great. It's sort of krautrock. Kosmische is a subgenre actually of krautrock from the 70s, and I've just learned this recently. But I've joined a krautrock band. It's a duo, and we're doing our first gig on January 17th. That's this Thursday at the Artel. The poster's right in front of me, so I'll tell you a bit about it. It's art's birthday, so every year, once a year, art itself is celebrated by having a birthday for it, I guess. And CFRC is getting involved and is live broadcasting all five sets by all five bands, a bunch of new bands, including Fire Moss, which is the band I'm in. And it's pay what you can, so come by the Artel on Sydenham Street. I'm guessing 205 Sydenham is the address, but anyway, the CFRC website has more details, and we might play the radio ad for you as well. But yeah, I'm going on at 9:30, so either tune in to the radio or come out to the Artel to watch it. I was a bit ambiguous about what I was going to play in the first set. What I ended up playing was Noise Hounds, then Ecom Secom, then the Soup Cans, which are from Toronto, and Life Chain. And up next is going to be a random smorgasbord, again, not so random, carefully culled from the zeros and ones of the internet. And this just in, this is like really late-breaking radio for you. The music director here at CFRC, or one of the music efficient personnel, brought us the new Bad Religion album, True North, which is just in, just came in the mail today. So we might even get to the infamous, the well-known Bad Religion with their new album. So who knows? We're on till midnight, so you never know what you're going to get with United by Punk. So up next is going to be, I think, yes, it's going to be Stop Motion Massacre, who are from Halifax. This is from their older album, Ideology. And it's called My School Fell Into a Mineshaft.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9. This is United by Punk, brought to you by Andy Personnel and Dave Nerd. We are punking up your Monday evening a couple of notches, maybe three or four notches tonight, because it's all short, sharp, minute and a half tracks. Keep it ripping. Keep it rocking. Okay, I'm going to... Last three songs I played you guys were UK anarcho-punk. I'm going to take you back across the Atlantic from London, UK to London, Ontario. We're going to listen to one of the first Canadian punk rock bands. This is a band called the Demics with their 1979 single Talks Cheap. They formed 1977 in London, Ontario, moved to Toronto to be closer to the punk scene there. We'll also be checking out the Vile Tones with Danger Boy off Killed by Death number 26. Now, for those who don't know, Killed by Death was a famous series of bootleg compilations of obscure bands. Started in the 80s. I'm sure they're still making them now. Anyway, this one came out in 1996, but it's an old recording by the Vile Tones, or a Toronto punk band. And then we're going to listen to the famous Teenage Head with a track off the first LP called Lucy Potato, which I basically chose because it was the most punk song I could find by those pricks. They're a total friggin' rock and roll band. Anyway, I don't know why they're associated so much with punk. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. No, the mighty Teenage Head with Lucy Potato. And that's, believe, 1979 self-titled LP. Anyway, so yeah, we'll start things out with the Demics with Talks Cheap on United by Punk.
I'm her face. I see light and clear. That danger boy, dangerous, danger boy, and I need a kick. Danger boy, lot of fun. Danger boy, hey, and I need a gun. Would you give me a gun? God, I gotta get fun. But it shouldn't take long.
Teenage head, the essential teenage head, as we found out tonight. United by Punk, CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is David, Dave Nerd, and I'm excited to be back on the airwaves. We're going to take the plunge, the deep, deep plunge into the cold water of Bad Religion's new album. Maybe it's not so cold. The new album is called True North, and we decided by consensus decision-making process that track three is always the best one. So without knowing much more about it, we're going to hear Robin Hood in reverse. Actually, we listened to the first two lines, and it wasn't so bad, according to the little presser. This track, along with a few others on the album, ardently address pressing world issues. So we're excited to hear it. And I have two little mini tracks from my research over the course of the week, also to kind of conclude the tracks that I'm bringing to tonight's show, which are Concrete Asylum with Through Eyes and Mess Folk, who we heard last week. This week we're going to hear If I Don't Get Out. So just to recap, I brought Noise Hounds, Ecom Secom, The Soup Cans, Life Chain, Stop Motion Massacre, Mean Streets, Yellow Teeth, and Defectors. And now you've got Concrete Asylum and Mess Folk, all really amazing Canadian bands that you should check out if you want to know more about what we've been hearing. And Andy's also had some really amazing bands that he's been chatting about. So we're going to hear those two, plus Bad Religion. And yeah, stay tuned to United by Punk. We'll be back.
That was something off Bad Religion's new album. Alright, sorry about that, folks. Had a slight technical difficulty. You were just listening to some of the new Bad Religion album. We played you track 3, Robin Hood in Reverse, and then a little bit of track 4 accidentally there, but it's all good. Anyway, the press release says that track ardently addresses pressing world issues. I could say, I don't know, I think...
Was it ardent enough?
Yeah, Dave is mirroring my thoughts exactly when I'm wondering if... I think they could have made it slightly more ardent than that.
I want tears.
Definitely good. I mean, it was good. There's technically proficient as there's always been. Graffin's voice is getting a little, you can hear his age a little bit in the voice there, but anyway, it was definitely better than some of the stuff they've come out with in recent years. We'll say that. I'm going to play you a track by the Pittsburgh hardcore Madman Submachine off the EP Seize the Crotch, which came out in 2002. I bought this record at a Submachine show last year. They were it was actually the Hockey Teeth reunion show. Hockey Teeth, for those who recall, were a fairly I'm not sure what years they were actually functional. I know they played at Spiderland Acres a couple times, kicked a lot of ass, and they got back together for this show. Submachine was also there, and I'm going to play you a track off their Seize the Crotch EP called Every Minute a Beer Heart is Born, followed by another Dayglo Abortions track, because Dayglo Abortions just friggin' rip. This is another song off their 1988 Tour de Force, Here Today, Guano Tomorrow. We're going to listen to Kill Johnny Stiff. And yeah, that's about it for me. Thanks a lot for rocking along with me, Andy Personnel, on United by Punk. Here we go with some Submachine. Have a good night.
You guys are all on the easy track. And you have to earn respect in this business. It's not given to you. You earn it. You pay your dues. And right now, you guys are a mile ahead of where you should be paying dues.
December 9th, 2010, thousands of men from state prisons in Georgia coordinated and began a strike to press the Georgia Department of Corrections to stop treating them like slaves and to institute programs that address their basic human rights.
Well, now you have the prison industrial complex, and you have what is the ultimate solution to America's economic problem.
Some of their demands included a living wage for work, educational opportunities, decent health care, an end to cruel and unusual punishment, decent living conditions, access to families, and just parole decisions. The Georgia prisoners refused to work.